Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. I learned a couple new little Facebook settings. So today I'll be working on the back end of Facebook, categorizing things. I got a Goat Report category. Sweet. I got a Lummy the Sports Show category. I got Bubba After Hours, complete shows, best of segments, just all kinds of stuff.
Makes it organized, easier to find.
Trying to.
And navigate.
Yes, thank you, Lummy.
We should be live.
Did you get the boxes taken out, Lummy? You know that's kind of your responsibility.
Yes, not all of them.
And you did it. You do it quite well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Lummy is like one of the best boxer taker outers I've ever seen.
You are.
So proud of you.
I was bringing the trash cans in, and then I kind of thought I was going to be late, so I just got to put the rest of the boxes in the truck.
Any other stuff? You got to put my little lift together.
Yep.
And get that. Average Joe's going to bring you maybe the dump trailer soon?
Yeah, I was talking to him this morning over text, and he's dumping his trailer today. So it depends on what time and how the rain looks. He'll try to get it here
tomorrow.
We can
finally get to go, Channy.
Yep.
And then SOS Tire Rick. How's the Yogis doing on it and the no eating policy? Great, huh?
Sorry.
No problem.
I was still hungry, so I just tried to get a few bites in.
Right. Come on now. Don't get a little, don't think this because you're fucking blitz doesn't mean,
No, that's not what it is.
You're immune to the rules around here.
Sorry.
Over there eating your fucking Yogis, having a good time. You and Blitz had your guys' little opportunity. And by the way, Blitz, your chicken was smelled amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was leftover rotisserie chicken from Sam's Club.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Sam's Club has the best rotisserie chicken.
I had the beautiful opportunity of going to Walmart in Ellijay, Georgia. You should see the humanity there.
I bet. I love going to Walmarts in other towns.
Yeah.
What did you find? Well, was it worse than Florida?
No, but the people in Ellijay are more southern looking.
What does that mean?
People in Georgia just have a look. It's just, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not saying anything bad.
This area is not, like Tampa is not southern.
No.
You know.
But Georgia is southern.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, people in Georgia are far nicer than here in Florida. Like, we went to Longhorn one night. And as soon as we opened the door, like, the woman that works there, the little podium that writes your name down, walk in, she goes, "Welcome, y'all. How y'all doing today?" I'm like, "Good." She goes, "Party of four?" And I go, "Yes." And she goes, "Honey, just wait a second. I think I got a table just right over here. Can you wait a minute now?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Sure." She says, "Okay, I'll be right with you." She goes back. She cleans the table. She legitimately squirts it down with some disinfectant. She has a clean rag, not the rag that she wiped the other 14 tables with, but a brand new fresh rag, wipes it all down. Then she goes, all right, now come on. Come follow me now.
She saw you city suckers coming in.
she's like, appreciate. And then so we eat. Our waitress is the best. And we get ready to leave. And the same woman opened the door. I want to let y'all know, man, I appreciate y'all coming out here and being with us tonight.
That's nice.
People are so nice in Georgia.
Southern hospitality.
Have you ever been to LAJ?
Me?
Blitz, other than the drive there, everything was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, when I went up to Georgia a few weeks ago, like, I wanted to go to the mountains, but I was like, I didn't want it that long of a drive. That's the only thing.
It's about 8 hours.
It's really not too bad. I should have done it.
Was there any skirmishes? Is that it? Skirmishes?
What, you
between
mean like,
anybody?
No. Not at all.
Like, no one got frustrated with anybody else? Maybe a little cabin fever, because you are in a cabin.
There was a little cabin fever.
Oh, was there a cabin fever caper?
There kind of was.
Talk about it?
Yeah. It was over me.
You were involved?
It was my fault.
What?
And I don't think that anybody really said anything, but I think they all kind of were thinking it.
What did you do?
I was farting.
What?
Oh, you're ripping ass?
Well, you got a little farty?
Hold on. Larry made...
Brussels sprouts.
No, Larry made Sloppy Joe's, and Larry...
Oh, Sloppy Joe
no,
farts.
But hold on. Mm. Larry makes the best Sloppy Joe's.
That is some Hoosier shit right there.
Yeah, so Larry makes... I got to tell you, man.
Who the fuck fries about Sloppy Joe's?
Larry makes, like, Sloppy Joe's to die for. Like, in fact, I prefer
my mom.
Who says
that shit?
Us. So Saturday, we go and eat at Lone Star, okay?
Right. When you think of Georgia,
Lone Star,
absolutely.
Blitz, I had gift certificates.
Oh.
We're on the cheap here.
Was it on you, by the way? Did you pay for everything?
Well, no. Larry paid for a couple breakfasts. And, like, Larry's forced to get the wallet out. I'm like,
no. But at Lone Star, did you pay for everyone?
Yeah, because they had gift certificates.
Okay.
So, fuck yeah. I mean, like, it was $118 because we had drinks.
Damn.
Me and Larry had Long Islands.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was on fucking vacation.
You're on vacay, baby.
So, I think the Merch Crick has a drink. Mary Lou has a drink. Me and Larry got Long Islands. Then we get the Tunyon.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
That's like
their version of Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We go all in. Like, Blitz, I got like $200 gift card here. So I tell everybody, man, don't hold back. Let's go alcohol, too.
Merch Kirk trying new foods?
Oh, fuck no. She's ridiculous when it comes to new foods.
Would she get chicken nuggets from the kids' menu?
No, you know what she got? What? So the woman's like, okay, now what you want? And Larry goes, I'll take the half rack of ribs with a loaded baked potato, and I'd like ranch on my salad. Okay. And I got the same thing, Blitz. I got the same thing except my baked potato with no chives and no sour cream.
Chives are good.
Yeah.
Mm. And then
no sour cream.
No. Then yes. Mary Lou goes, okay, I like the six inch butterfied filet, you know, with some rice pilaf, you know, some of that shit, normal shit. And then Merch Crick goes, I'll take some fries.
Oh, jeez.
What?
That's her entree?
That's her fucking entree.
She didn't try like a grilled chicken breast,
etouffee,
fucking.
No, then
did she eat chicken nuggies?
I'm like, Merch Crick, eat one of these little onions. No.
What?
Yeah, but she'll tear the fuck up out of that loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread?
Oh, yeah, she loves bread. So anyway.
Keep date.
We get out of Lone Star Blitz. It's free because I got gift cards.
Okay.
It's free.
Yeah.
So there's a Walmart in the same parking lot as the Lone Star in LAJ. So I'm like, hey, we need to, because I ate one of Tom Bean's. As soon as we got there on Thursday, I was starving. So I ate one of Tom Bean's pizzas and his, you know, one of his frozen pizzas.
Okay.
By the way, Blitz, guess what they got right there? Motherfucking Presto.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Everybody I know has got a Presto. I mean, how do you not have a fucking Presto?
Exactly.
Gotta have it.
You gotta pizzazz that motherfucker up.
Yeah. So Thursday night when we first get there, Larry and Mary Lou had eaten about an hour from outside of Ella J, so they weren't very hungry. Okay. Well, me and the merch crick were starving. Because all we had was one. Because you know how I am. We're not stopping.
Yeah, she made you bologna and ketchup sandwiches.
We had salami Yummy. And ketchup sandwiches. That's all I had. Because we're fucking hammered down.
Will she eat that?
Yes, she'll eat salami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On
so,
white bread?
On no, Dave's Killer Bread.
And Dave's Killer Bread.
So Thursday night, I get up there. We get there. Blitz, we get there within 4 minutes of each other.
Nice.
And so we get there, and I'm starving, so I put on a frozen pizza on the pizzazz. Well, I'm like, you know, I got to replace that. You know, mm-hmm. you just don't go to a guy's cabin and eat his fucking food, and
Hell
then,
no.
you know, you replace it. So I'm like, listen, I need to, you know, buy a couple frozen pizzas. Buy three or four frozen pizzas, because right. I might have
three
a couple.
Three for you, one for Tom.
Well, yeah, at least give back Tom his pizza.
Sure.
Right, replace what you took.
Yeah. And so I also had a couple. Tom had some of those fucking fat boy ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Do you ever put a peanut butter on them?
No.
I swear to God, Bubs.
Not the fat boys.
Not the fat boys.
Put the peanut butter on and then dip it in the chocolate chips.
The fucking fat boys. The regular ice cream sandwich, yes, but not the fat boys. Disrespectful to the fat boys.
Yeah, too fat.
Yeah.
So I went and bought a package of Fat Boys because I saw he had a package, but I knew I was going to tear him up.
The whole package, yeah.
So I just bought a whole new package. And so I put the new package in there. So while we're there, I'm like, Larry, Saturday night, it's supposed to snow. No, Sunday morning, it's supposed to snow. Mm-hmm. And but you don't understand, like, there was a chance we could get snowed in because we didn't have four-wheel drive.
Oh, no.
And so getting out of Tom, it is such a steep embankment that if it snows and you have a regular, you may not get out.
Now, what were you guys driving to his other property? Cause it looked like you were like an F-150 or something.
We drove Larry's brand-new Blazer.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right. He had a brand-new Blazer. So we were there. So Saturday, we're at Lone Star, and I'm telling him, Larry, hey, we may get snowed in Sunday because they're calling for 2 or 3 inches of snow. Now, that's not catastrophic to people that are equipped with 2 or 3 inches of snow, but communities that aren't used to getting,
fucked.
Yeah. And when you're on the mountains and if you don't got four-wheel drive, you can't even get up Tom's driveway.
Nope.
I mean, Blitz, his driveway is like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, will you make me your Sloppy Joes? I mean, his world fucking famous Sloppy Joes.
Sure.
So he's like, yeah. So we go get the ground beef, good ground beef. We go and get the onion. We go get the mustard. We go get the...
The what?
That's the one thing that I'll eat mustard in. Whoa. Is Larry Plummer Sloppy Joe's.
Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, buddy.
Really good.
So he makes it with brown sugar, ketchup, mustard, and onion. So he starts making it Saturday night. So Sunday, it's, you know, he already has it made. So Sunday, I start eating Sloppy Joe's. I have Sloppy Joe's for breakfast.
Well, of course.
So.
And it cooks overnight pot?
You make it, then you put it in a, you know. So, but they make you very gassy.
Oh.
Very, very gassy. So I'm ripping these acid
bombs.
Like
what part of a Sloppy Joe makes you gassy? I'm just trying to,
probably the onions.
Okay.
And so and he puts a whole onion in his deal.
Okay. I mean, onions do make a lot of people gassy.
I think onion. Well, Larry, you understand. I had onions for the tunion before, and then I doubled down on the onions.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Larry Plummer's.
Farts.
And snow can also make you very gassy.
With Larry Plummer's world famous Sloppy Joes. So I'm smashing. I mean, I'm fucking smashing the Sloppy Joes. I'm eating the Sloppy Joes on sub. Larry went and got these sub, like the potato, no, the sweet Hawaiian
rolls.
Submarine sandwich roll.
Whoa.
That's good as fuck.
And then he puts a plate, he puts butter in a hot pan and then he kind of grills the bun.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, and I'm fucking tearing them up. I have two of those.
Now, do you put cheese on yours?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You just eat them.
But I have two
bread
of those.
And sloppy?
I two of those. And then I get some Tostito chips and I start dipping the Sloppy Joes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now it's a dip.
So I was farting the entire trip. I was farting. like you wouldn't believe, to the point where I think it was making Mary Lou mad. Because, you know, when you're with your friends, when you're with somebody that you're trying to impress, then you don't rip. But when you're with, like, Blitz, if I'm with you, or you're with me, or even if I'm with you, Anna, I'm just going to let, I mean, I feel
Oh, yeah, you farted me in many a time, especially when I was eating my breakfast.
And I think that shows you, like, how.
How much,
like,
you care about me.
Yeah, well, it does.
Yeah, you fart on them.
I mean, it's like, you know, I. Like, you know, if I like you, I'll do a couple things. I'll ear grip you.
Yeah.
And I'll fart around you.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer Scout and Big Gulp $10 Super Cow.
By the way, thank you for the nuts, guys.
Yeah, yeah, nuts so good.
Thank you for the nuts. Awesome. Also, we had somebody, I got to read through it, that sent me and Blitz maybe some Delta 8 Willies or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what those things are.
Delta 8s.
We got some gummies up in this.
Mm-hmm.
So... the one thing that we had on, there was no fights. There's no arguments. Me and Larry get, I mean, we're the best of friends.
Just me and Larry, we're the best.
I mean, but I did.
Just a gassy fart filled caper.
Oh, and it was so bad. And, you know, like I was on the couch with the merch crick and Larry.
Holding hands.
No.
Did you guys snuggle because it was cold?
No. And there's no holding hands.
Ever?
So we were walking in Walmart, and Mary Lou and Larry are holding hands. And so the merch crick gets this bright idea that thinks she's going to hold my hand.
Oh, aww. Well, of course. That's what couples do.
And so I told her, I said, you can hold my arm, but you can't hold my hand.
Why?
So she was happy with that. So I just kind of went like this.
Wait, I can't
you had your hands on your hips?
Yeah, no, I just kind of went, you guys
have to
will
wait
see
a minute.
You'll see it in a minute.
I kind of went like this, and then she like puts her arm in there.
Oh, in the little loop?
Yeah, in the little loop. And then that makes me hot eventually. I'm like, okay. And then I'll just go like, all right, let's.
Do you ever put like your arm around her?
When I'm ear gripping her.
Oh.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll be driving. When we were driving up there, I just had a hold of her ear the entire time and was just doing four speeds with it.
Oh.
Yeah. Did she like that?
No.
Did she drive at all?
She drove the whole way, didn't she?
No, she drove the entire way there, and she is the worst fucking driver in the world.
Jeremy Mason, $10 super chat.
To the point where it got probably the only problem we had was the fucking 10 fights we got into on the way up there. When I'm like, Erica, fucking brake lights, brake lights, fucking brake lights. She's like, oh, I'm like, my Lord. I'm like,
why don't you just drive then? You're daddy, after all. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
You know, you're driving that traffic jam?
Yeah, so I'm like, So when we're driving home, I'm like, let me drive through Atlanta. If we get into Florida, where there is not as much traffic, you can drive. But I have to drive through the sketchy areas because you can't fucking drive worth a lick.
So she doesn't brake fast enough?
No.
Or she brakes too much?
Here's a problem. If you're driving correctly, you're not looking at the guy in front of you.
You're looking 10 cars ahead of him.
You're looking cars ahead of him.
Yeah, you have to.
Not her. This bitch looks at only the car in front of her.
Or whatever it does, she follows?
Yeah, well, but then he'll brake, and she is on the gas. I'm like, listen, when the car in front of you is braking, you let off the gas anticipation.
Yep.
You figure out what's going to happen. You either apply the brake. Or, you know, whatever. Not her. That bitch is gassed down until literally the last minute.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, oh, my. I mean, yeah, I was.
Scared for your life?
I, a couple times I'm like, ah! So probably the only, you know, mishaps that we had were me screaming at her on the way up on her driving. And she's so fucking little that she's got the motherfucker like right here. I mean, like, literally.
She's tiny.
Oh, no.
So then we're driving back, and she's like, I got to pee. And I go, motherfucker, what do you mean you got to pee? First of all, we had to stop, because you know how girls don't really poop much?
No, we don't.
Right. And so she's like, I just want to let you know I haven't pooped for 2 days. And she's girls on the road sometimes get locked up. Even I get locked up.
I get locked up.
Like my pooping
impacted.
My pooping ritual.
Travel can do that.
Yeah, travel.
Or even just like waking up at a different time can do it.
Just even changing your routine. Maybe screw up your pooping deal.
Yep, or your diet. Eat something new.
Well, she didn't eat anything new.
Well, that's true, but you know.
So She announces to me, we leave at 5:15 yesterday morning. Well, the first thing I'm mad about is that she can't sync up. She can't seem to get her phone to go through the system. Because I want to listen to the show. I want to listen to the entire show, as you guys know. And I want to listen to it through the system.
Well, just on your phone like a jobber.
Yeah, I want it through my system, but, you know, I have to do the Ford sync and stuff.
The Bluetooth relay.
Yeah, so we start driving, and she's like, well, I think the car has to be stopped in order to sync it up. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we're going to stop. I mean, we're on the fucking road right now. We're hammered.
That's how
out.
Some cars are.
For real?
Yeah, so, you have to stop to do it.
Like, when you say stop, do you mean like
put it in park? Yeah, you have to have it. It has to be in park.
So I'm like, all right, well, we need to put gas. We need to fill up anyway. So we just get out of town, and so I'm it's like 5:45, and I'm like, well, you need to sync this up so I can hear the show, right? I'm like a mark now. Like, I want to hear the show as soon as it starts.
Right.
So, but she's like, well, I have to poop. I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to stop by the gas station here, and I'm going to fill up the car, and you're going to go poop. But then after you get done pooping, you need to, and by the way, pick me up some donuts while you're in there, and... you need to fucking figure out how to get this system through here. So she goes, and she's usually a really fast pooper. Like super, like.
But really. She'd been impacted for a few days.
Right.
Yeah. So I do a couple things. One, I have two trash bags with me because I didn't want to leave any trash back at Tom's place.
Okay.
So I trashed. It's very considerate of you. I picked up all the trash and put all new bags in it. We had two bags of trash. So I got that in the back. And I need to find a dumpster.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dumpster
so
keeper.
We stop at this, you know, whatever the fuck it is, like a racetrack or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and my gas is already pumped, and I see a dumpster right over on the corner, by in the back, like, you know, where the employees smoke and shit. So I go back there, and I throw the two bags in there. Then I pull up to the curb by the entrance, right? Wait. Wait,
she's still shitting?
10 minutes.
Fucking laying just cables.
Yeah, laying cables. So then she comes out with these
pellets.
With these donuts, which were pretty cool.
What kind of donuts? Describe them, please.
Krispy Kreme in a box.
Oh. Are they filled or not filled?
Unfilled chocolate and glazed combo.
Oh, okay.
So, and then she goes, I'm so sorry, but I was just pooping and pooping and pooping. I'm like, that's fine. Can you get... So... It's 5 minutes before showtime, and I'm like...
Before showtime?
Yeah,
before
you guys...
Before our show starts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And so I'm like...
Shit show.
But hold on, but we're right outside of Atlanta, and I know, Blitz, that every minute that I'm waiting at this gas station, traffic's packing up in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to get through Atlanta... About, you know, 6:30, 6:45.
That's pushing it.
But that's pushing it, but you're still good.
Yeah.
Like, you won't get gridlocked at 6:45. You'll get gridlocked at 7:30 like a motherfucker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now trying to, you know, and I'm like, Erica, we got to go. She's like, I can't get it to work. I said, well, and you can't drive because if it's not in park, I can't sync this shit up.
Right.
I'm like, I got to go. So after about, you guys had already started the show.
Yeah, 5:59.
You guys had already started the show, and we're still sitting in the fucking parking lot trying to get this thing synced up. Finally, I said a few choice words, like, fuck it. We got to go. We're not going to be able to listen to it through the system.
Right.
So eventually, she rigged up some headphones, and I listened to it through headphones, but I could only have one headphone in. Because I had to have my Waze app, because the Waze app tells you where the cops are.
Right.
And I will tell you this. Fucking Waze app, for real, knows where the cops are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody that should be driving without a Waze app.
Nope, it's great.
Because it'll fuck, I mean, every time, police ahead. Sure enough, there's motherfucking Smokey and the Bandit in the buckle brush trying to get you.
Because it's other users that report it.
Yeah.
But somebody told me that cops get it, too. And they unreport it.
They do.
There's a TikTok
you can do that?
Of it now.
You can unreport something?
Yeah, yeah.
You
say
not, if he's not there anymore.
Like, so
yeah,
if
they'll
you go,
say, oh, he's not there.
So, so as you're driving your Waze app on, it'll be like, police, you know, 700 feet ahead.
Yeah, I've used Waze before, but I didn't realize you can unreport.
Well, hold on. So when you go by that cop, it gives you a little thing, and you're supposed to say, hit it's still there or it's gone, because a lot of times cops pull out and go get people, right?
Right. So, seems a little unsafe to be using while you're driving. But
no, you
I
just put it right up on your little fucking thing right there.
Yeah, just real quick.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. So then if the guy's pulled away, the guy's helping the buddy behind him, he's like, oh, he's gone. So that guy had to worry about it, right?
Yeah.
But what cops will do is they'll go there
and unreport themselves.
And unreport it.
But what Waze has started doing is they're looking for people that just say there's no more cops here, and they're not including it in their data now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But what if, Blitz, you are a guy, then cops really are not there, and you know, I guess you'd have to do it frequently.
Yeah, like in the same spot or like the same town or something. Yeah. It's like just, and you're not ever reporting anybody is still being there.
And here's the thing with Waze, man. If you don't help, like if you don't participate a little bit, and like, you know, like they'll
contribute.
Well, yeah, because you're supposed to contribute. But if you just sit there and take it all the time and not, they'll eventually not let you do it.
You mean you won't be able to use the app?
Well, it won't give you the data.
Oh,
I think you know, you gotta like, so
You won't get so much up to date, like,
right.
And just so people know too, you can use Google Maps. It's the same thing.
Google Maps will show you the cops too,
because they own Waze.
So is Google Maps really just skinned Waze, and Waze is skinned Google Maps?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. I will tell you, man, I wouldn't drive. I bet you truckers love Waze.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the bad thing about trucks now is most of them are governed down that they can't even fucking hammer down.
Right.
I think Scout and Big Gulp's literally, no. Greg and Amy's truck literally floored. Will only go 66 miles an hour or something.
Well, a lot of them, too, will have a GPS and it knows the road you're on and the speed limit of that road and won't let you go faster than that.
That's bullshit. If I'm a trucker, man, I want to go a buck 10.
With electronic logs and all that bullshit.
And do they, like, you know, do they dispatch to Greg and Amy? We saw that you guys were going 86 and a 55. You're in trouble.
Probably.
For real?
Yeah. And no, the new trucks now, too, like, if you're over time or whatever, they'll just fucking shut down. I'll tell you, hey, you got fucking 10 miles or we're shutting down.
So,
like, there's guys that'll be like half hour from their house and they're on the side of the road fucking sleeping because their truck wouldn't let them
go
all the
way. So Thursday night we get there, I go get the pizza. Friday morning we go to Mike's LJ Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday night we go to Lone Star, I think. I forget. And then I think Friday afternoon we went downtown to LJ and walked. They got some neat bars and some cool shit.
There's like a scene there, a little bit.
Well, as much of a scene.
Like a downtown.
That LJ. If you watch my video, you'll be able to see it.
It's couple on, holes it's on in Facebook. The walls. Mm-hmm. Bars.
Then we get into playing this Monopoly, this new age Monopoly. And man, Monopoly is cool because you got this little, like this little ATM deal that you hook up now. You don't have to deal with cash and shit.
Now, did you ever check, make sure Larry was telling you if you did actually have that 40 in there? You know, when you said check my balance?
You got plumbered.
Oh, well, Larry's not a cheater, but he's ruthless.
Oh.
So this is how Larry is. Mary Lou, the second time we played Board Rock, I mean, the second time we played Monopoly, Mary Lou, fucking bitch, got lucky as shit and got Blitz, picked up Boardwalk and Park Place.
Nice.
And listen.
Did you call her a fucking bitch when she did that?
No, I mean, maybe affectionately.
Oh.
Hello? Fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch. You got, what the, then I told Larry, we're fucked if she puts hotels on here. It's 20 million. It's 20 million bucks. If you get on Boardwalk under the new electronic Monopoly, Blitz, and they got a hotel, it's 20 million. Fucking wipes you out.
How much do you get pass and go?
God, thanks, 2 million. Biden.
Oh.
2 million?
2 million
pass and go. Yeah,
they just started adding zeros behind them. Yeah.
What is this, inflation monopoly?
Fuck this. Like Baltic Place, Blitz, you know, the real shitty place?
Yeah.
It's Baltic like Avenue. 600,000.
Oh, it was $6 before.
Yeah.
Everything's just been raised. It's the Joe Biden monopoly. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jim in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jim.
You're right about one thing, but Blitz is wrong. Your truck does not shut down if you go over your hours. They can't do that because that's a liability. If your truck just shuts down in the road, somebody's going
to
rear end.
No, I know. But it's like, doesn't it like go into like limp mode kind of?
No, it doesn't go. I drive for a private fleet, the world's largest private fleet. I don't want to say who I drive for, but no, it doesn't shut down. You can drive over your hours. But if you drive over your hours and don't have a legitimate reason, then you're going to get in trouble for it, yes. But Bubba, you're right also. It does, the newer trucks that we got, it'll know the speed limit where you're at, and if you go over it, You can go over it, but it sends a video back to our safety department. And then when you go in, you say, hey, come here, and I want you to watch this video, and it'll show you how fast you're going. Like last week, I was doing 62 in a 41 or 45 zone. They made me watch a video. That's all they ever did, though.
I mean, they didn't say, hey, you know, we're not going to fucking pay you this week, or you're going to get a $10, you know, $10 per mile an hour fine or anything bullshit like that, do they?
No, they don't do nothing like that.
But hold on. Modern day trucking is a lot about Big Brother, you know, watching over you, aren't they?
It is. It is. And we got cameras on the windshield that record everything. And if you hit your brakes too hard, it goes off and records it. If you're following too close, it goes off and records it.
What if you're over there kind of rubbing yourself a little bit? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like when I'm driving, sometimes I'll just start rubbing my shit a little bit.
I mean, I don't do that. I don't know about that. I couldn't
even blitz. I'll call every man a liar right now if you're going to say that when you're driving, sometimes you just don't do a little snappy, snappy tug deal.
I take my pants off and just fucking jerk it like a real man.
He did that on the way to the ring.
Put out on the running board and go to town.
I mean, you do what now?
I just open the door, put one foot out on the running board, and go to town.
Now, are there still lot lizards? Are there still lot lizards?
I don't really park at truck stops. We park at mostly our stores that we deliver to. Like I say, I drive for a private fleet, you know. We only deliver to our stores and pick up for our stores, you know. So
yeah, I know, but
I don't really stay at truck stops.
I know, but
I haven't seen a lot lizard in a long time.
Yeah, this guy obviously drives for Target.
Yeah, whatever.
You're pretty close.
Or Walmart. Kmart. Well, no shit.
Walmart.
Jesus Christ, duh.
Yeah. I don't even, but sometimes, like, even your big, like, the Walmart, they don't even have sleepers. They're like daytime trucks, right?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of those in here, and they've ordered, I think it was 1,000 of the new Tesla electric trucks.
Yep.
For real?
Mm-hmm. For real. Yeah.
How far will they go? What's the distance on them?
About 12 miles.
I haven't heard that, but there's times I go 500-600 miles a day, you know, and I don't think it's going to go that far.
I think they're trying to get them to do about 500-600 miles. I think that is what they're going to do.
I'm telling you, man, the electric car industry, I think 500 is kind of the plateau they need to get to.
Yep.
If electric cars can get to 500, where you can, and that's not 500 at 55, like 500 miles at 75.
It says about 500 miles right now on the Tesla freight truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I guess 500 miles would be enough for the average trucker,
Well,
you've
got to think, too, someone with like a Walmart, a Target, like the bigger stores, you know, they're going to put rechargers in every single store. So when you're going there to drop off or whatever, you can top off, you know, and get another couple hundred miles. So
you're right about that.
So you'll be able to get 700-800 miles, you know, in a day, basically, you know, if you can drive that far.
Okay, so
no, you can't do that.
No, I know.
But an 11-hour drive time, but you can't get 900 miles.
No, I know, but I mean, like, technically, the truck could do that with, you know, adding the charging onto it.
Listen, back in the day, buddy, when you were not, you know, how long you been trucking for?
34 years, as long as you've been in radio.
All right, so what I'm saying, buddy, is there's probably times back in the Wild West where you could be fucking hammered down, you didn't have dispatch on your shit, and you could pencil whip the fucking logbook.
Meth, stay up for like 3 days.
What's the furthest you've ever driven, you know, between, you know, what's the furthest you've ever gone before sleeping?
I've gone from California back to the East Coast in 2 days by myself.
Holy shit.
Does that involve any sleeping at all? None.
About 3 or 4 hours, maybe.
And back in the day, man, you could hammer it when you were going through, you know, remote parts of Texas and, you know, New Mexico and whatever. You could probably be 110, 115, 120 back in the day when you had a big freight shaker.
I've driven triple-digit trucks, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
All right, buddy. Hey, good talking to you, full trucker. Hey, if I brought the Bubba, well, you can't. Let's say if I brought the Bubba mud flaps back, Blitz, only guys who owned their own rigs would be able to, like, you know.
Like Buzzard Bob.
Yeah, like Buzzard Bob and guys like this and Scout and Big Al.
Well, the old ass eater, huh?
Maybe. If all the truckers
ass-eater
know.
Jones.
All the truckers know about Bob's ass eating.
Of course they do.
He's a legend.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you, kid. Be safe out there.
Fucking Buzzard Bob's eating ass from coast to coast.
Exactly.
A legend.
From New York to L.A. and every asshole in between. Hello. Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
That's you, buddy.
That's you. I can tell you're there. It's Bubba. Hello? Hey, dipshit. You're on the air.
256?
256, hello. I feel like Larry King. 256, hello. Tulsa, Oklahoma, hello. Guy dumb enough. Guy too fucking stupid to know he's live on the air. Hello.
North Alabama.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's STE, Scout and Big Gold.
What's up, girls? Thank you for the nuts.
We're a Hall of Famer,
yeah,
Scout and Big Gold.
Thanks for the nuts.
Absolutely. You must identify yourself.
Yeah.
You
nuts.
Have to say it's Hall of Famer, Scout and Big Gold.
Hall of Famer, FTE, Scout and Big Gold, what you, live on the air.
Giving us a trucking report, probably. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, no, what he was saying is right as far as that goes. But the other thing that they've put on the trucks is the adaptive cruise control, like the cars have, which is great.
Oh, that's nice.
But, like, so, like, if you press the pedal and you're running the pedal, I can lay it flat on the floor and get 65. If I use the cruise control, it'll let me do 70. But, like, when you go to pass somebody, you can't get closer than 400 feet. Otherwise, it starts backing you off. So you jump out in the left lane to get around, and 400 feet's a lot of space. And I get it. They don't want us to tailgate because we need so much room to stop if something goes awry. But you're now in the left lane, and you're only going, say, the truck in front of you is doing 68. You can only do 70. It takes you a long time to close that gap.
Oh, so is that why I'm on the road?
Not aware.
Is that why I'm on the way? Is that why we're behind a truck, and the motherfucker looks just taking forever to pass the guy in the middle?
Yes, and that's what the modern, you know, person like you doesn't understand. But, you know, I don't blame the driver.
I flip that guy off. I'm like, are you kidding me, buddy? Did you just are you kidding me? Put
gas it up.
Gas it up, buddy.
Yep. So at 400 feet, you can't get any closer than that slow guy in front of you. So you have to get over. And then with every car that then comes around you to cut you off and pass you off, it backs the truck down again.
Good. I'm gonna start doing that. That blitz, I really piss off the truckers.
Motherfucker.
When you short space them, then they're going to go, ooh, right?
Yeah. Jake, break
yeah,
that
that's
bitch.
That's exactly what happens.
I mean, so blitz, I'm like, you motherfucker. And then I am blitz. I'm the short space in the sky there ever was. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking almost make a guy have to hit the fucking brakes. So if I do that, does that your truck put on automatic, like, you know, yippee-yo?
Oh, yeah. It, like, freaks out. It locks up. Sometimes
nice
it gives you a little red light on the dash. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, and then
but
you're mad as shit.
Charging stations are starting to show up everywhere. There's a little mom-and-pop truck stop in northern Iowa. We stop at all the time. And they have a Tesla charging station, like six of them going in there now. They're
but
starting to pop up
does
in
it,
the strangest places.
They're for the trucks or the cars?
Cars.
Yeah.
But it won't be long before the truck stuff.
Yeah, but here's
the car charging stations are everywhere, but I'm saying for the Tesla trucks.
How much do they charge you?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged, but it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
For the car station, they charge you, or is it free?
So if you can subscribe to a service, or like if you bought a car prior to like a couple years ago and you had the like you got supercharging for free, then yes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So otherwise, you pay. Or you can buy, like, prepaid minutes or whatever.
Is it still cheaper than gas?
Yeah.
Here's a problem they're going to have with trucks, though. When they have electric trucks and with 500-mile range, Scout and Big Gulp tandem. So that's how they can really get the miles in.
Because sure.
One girl's sleeping while the other girl's, fucking gear jamming. And then mm-hmm. they switch over, do a little lappy-lappy smurf, and then the other one drives.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Well, if you can't go any further because the battery's dead, doesn't matter if the girl's ready to drive or not, your battery's dead.
Sure.
Where the industry is really going to change, Bubba, and the fact that warehouses, big, giant bulk warehouses, Walmart, Amazon, they're putting in these giant DCs. So the space between these DCs has become less and less. So the need for teams for bulk freight, it has become less and less.
Right.
A guy could do that in one of those kind of trucks. You're still going to need, the bull haulers that haul live animals. We haul a lot of hazmat, your produce guys. That's the stuff that once they load it, that shit's got to go.
And that'll be diesel for a long time.
Now, when you guys...
That'll stay diesel longer.
When you and Big Gulp are running cows, do you guys put on your cowboy boots with your fucking hat on? Be like, we got us 100 head of cow back here. Goddamn, woo!
Yeah, we've never gotten to the bull hauling business. We stay with the box, the tanker, and the reefer. But,
now, when you're hauling the bulls, do you got to feed them or anything like that, or do you just take them from point A to point B?
That's an area of the business I've never dealt with. I mean, you never want to fuel next to those guys because those cows shit and piss, and it goes flying out the side of the trailer. Yeah. You never park next to one of those guys if you can avoid it because they'll tell you that's the smell of money because they reek to high heaven, but... I know that at certain points they have to cattle prod them to make them move so that they don't get stagnant and lay down because then they'll get trampled in there. But that's why they go triple digits. Those guys haul ass, people look the other way when they do.
Those cattle haulers, man, they don't got governors on their shit. They got some old school Kenworths that are, doing 1-1-10 across Texas, right?
Right. None of that's like your big company stuff. That's all small guys that. They live still below the law on most levels, and they just do what they got to do. You'll be out in Texas, and you'll get a freight train of like four of them by, and they'll blow your doors off, man. They put a sway on your truck when they go flying by you.
Sorry about that, J.B. Hunt, but I got 100 head of cattle here. I'm sorry I had to pass you 115, blowed your fucking trailer to go over the door. Sorry about that.
Pretty much. And like all the new trucks now, like I have a thing on the front of my truck. It's radar. It tells me exactly what the vehicle in front of me is doing. I'll get people passing me doing a $110 on the highway in the middle of the night. Guys on motorcycles and cars. I'm like, oh, there's bear bait. You get on the CB and report where they are and what they're clicking at.
Now, what's the fastest you've ever had anybody pass you?
Oh, about 125 in Texas in the middle of nowhere.
I didn't know Blitz was in Texas last weekend, but you know. 125.
Yeah.
Now, you don't get on there and tell on them, do you?
No. You might get on there and say, hey, anybody going westbound on I-20, you got some bear bait rolling by me, just, at mile marker 173, doing whatever.
Now, as soon
and
as they hear...
report the bear bait,
do they, as soon, as soon
it's
as that,
more for other drivers.
As soon as the truckers hear a female on her, do they all start squawking at you?
Honestly, cell phones have ruined the fun of the CB.
Oh, really?
Because now why would I talk to people I don't know around me when I can pick up the phone and call like a Greg and Amy, somebody I know?
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited minutes.
But the CB is like, it's like you're in pretty close proximity to somebody. You're getting to, I don't know. It's kind of the fun, fun part that you're kind of close to a guy and you're talking to him.
CB's been garbage for about 30 years.
It used to be so much fun, and you could trash around and talk stuff and have a good time. But the young guys, they don't even buy CBs. They don't even put CBs in their truck, which I don't understand because, like, but I run with mine
no,
on,
they put, they put like,
when there's bad weather.
They put, like, 4G so, like, LTE antennas on their truck now so they can get better cell coverage.
But I mean, but no, but does, exactly. But does the CBs do help you with the Bears, or is it you got the Waze app and shit like that you don't even, you know, because back in the day, the CB would be for you truckers to tell the other truckers where the fucking Bears and the county Mounties were.
Right, because no drivers really run with their CB. It's kind of pointless for that. Your Google Maps is more reliable.
So do you even turn the CB on?
I do anytime I'm in any kind of bad weather, because you'll get a heads up sometimes before Google Maps will even report that something's gone awry, or if somebody's hitting the skids or there's trouble, usually your good drivers will have it on.
Are there lot lizards anymore?
At Dallas, Texas. Go to the Flying J Pilot there at like the 470, and they are running rampant with their pimps. Honestly, that's about the only place I still see them on the regular.
For real.
And no sooner do they come in and scoop them bitches up out of that place, they're back in an hour. It's crazy.
And they're like, are they on the CB looking for anybody that needs some commercial company or anything like that? Is that how they do it?
Literally, when we get through there again, I'll try and film some for you. But literally, the pimp will be sitting on the hood of his car in the McDonald's. Shit. And which is right next door to this really crappy little mom and pop truck stop. And he'll have a handheld CB, and he'll be trying to pimp out the girls. And you might be rolling out on the side street and watch a heroin transaction go down, like, or whatever whatever the truck driver's buying.
Whores and heroin on them. That's right.
My two favorite things.
So now is getting a pit lizard, is it illegal?
A pit lizard?
I'm sorry.
That's what that BRP.
That's the girls at the track. My bad. I got them confused. Now, is a lot lizard illegal?
Well, I mean, it's prostitution, so in that way, it's illegal. And, like, some of the truck stops, they try and employ, like, security. Like, there's a Petro and Love's in Indiana at exit 40 on I-80 there. I think it's Gary. And
the best town.
They have security to keep them run out of their property. Now, it doesn't mean that occasionally you'll see still one working in the parking lot running around there trying to knock on doors, but it's the places that were really infested they've hired security to try and limit it.
Wasn't it back in the day right outside of L.A., like Ontario or something like that? It was like back in the...
At the TAs, yeah, across the street from each other. There were some high-class girls running around there, really good-looking.
No, like
they're
really...
not there no more.
But like back in the day... In L.A., was there really some cute girls? I mean, like, were they really? Are they? They're not all crack whores, are they?
No, not. I mean, back in the day, you could come across some fairly good-looking ones, but the few places where it's running deep now, it's just bad. If you get six of them together, you might get a full set of teeth.
I mean, it's that bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn.
All right.
We had one call up in our truck one time outside of Nashville.
Oh, she thought.
And Big Gulp almost knocked her out.
Really?
She pulled back the curtain. Yeah, we went to bed, and she didn't lock the door, and she was up getting dressed. The alarm went off, and the door opened up, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she pulled back the curtain because you have curtains that go around, and there's this little skinny crack whore trying to call up on our truck, and she's like, what the fuck are you thinking? And she pulled back, and she fell back off the step and scurried across the lot. And,
Big Gulp looks like she could be pretty tough. Like, does she have to beat bitches up sometimes?
Yeah, she managed bar and shit. So, I mean, you know, and she managed bar in Coronado. And so she dealt with all the Navy SEALs coming in there and getting loose in her bar.
Like,
so
I'm not, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not.
If she stand up to someone and get nose to nose with them, she will.
Yeah, to me, like, you know, you kind of look like the little lover. She looks like she's a bad bitch. I wouldn't mess with her. I'm just saying, like, out of you both of you, you know,
right there.
I know, like, you know, you're like kind of sweet. But Big Gulp don't fucking put up with no shit. I can just tell you that right now.
No, we went out with this couple one time. We met up with them at the lesbian bar. We were shooting pool. And like most lesbians, they had drama. They had recently broken up. And one was still a love story, and the other one didn't want to be together no more. But they still lived together like most lesbians. So we decided, fuck this.
Sounds like most regular couples, too. They don't love each other, but they're still living together. I don't think it's just a lesbian thing. I think it's a whole thing, a whole people thing. But anyway, go ahead.
So we said, fuck this, let's go to the titty bar. And Big Gulp wasn't drinking, so she said, you guys pile in our car, we'll all go together, and then we'll worry about getting your car picked up tomorrow. So we go to the titty bar, and we're drinking, and it's two for one shots. and I'm hammered, and I get up and go to the bathroom. Chick that don't want to be together no more follows me and pushes me up against the stall wall and kisses me, and I start fucking laughing. I go out and I tell Big Gulp, I said, you'll never guess what fucking happened. So chick that still wants to be all love story gets all ass hurt, and she's all ripped up drunk, is drunker than me. She starts swinging, goes outside. The bouncer's getting ready to call the police. We finally get her wrangled in the van so we can get the fuck out of there, and I'm trying to hold her. And she throws her head back and hits me in the nose, and I thought she broke my nose. And I said, I think she just broke my fucking nose. Big Gulp wrangles her up, fucking twists her arm up behind her back head. It's so wrenched up. I don't think she still uses that arm right. She chicken-winged her up.
Chicken-winged her shit.
Yeah.
Chicken-winged
her shit.
Have you guys watched my favorite TV show in the whole wide world, Tampa Bay's?
Oh, my God. I watched one episode with her.
It's the biggest bunch of bullshit.
Is it really?
You guys visiting Tampa's, it's two lesbians better than this bullshit. I'll tell you that right now.
She watched the whole thing. She couldn't help herself. She's like, I got to watch it.
And it's
episode. I said, I got to tap out.
It's not even like it's so staged and contrived. And they're trying
to make it
like
TV.
Like Tampa is like the lesbian capital of the world. Tampa's always been good for lesbians.
Yeah, there was like four lesbians in the show. Like Tampa's the lesbian capital.
Please.
Right. Exactly.
Now, outside
if I'm going to do lesbian drama, I want to do something scripted like Wentworth, you know, show me the lesbians in the Australian jail. Or I want to do like the L word, you know, that at least, you know,
L word is
much hotter.
Orange is the New Black. That had a lesbian feel to it.
Yeah,
it had
a couple of
That was good. I like, you know, what's the name with the glasses?
Out of all the cities that you guys go to, like, which, besides San Fran, which one's the best lesbian?
Oh, well, you go up to P Town up in Massachusetts, you know, that's a
P-town?
Gay mecca.
What's P-town?
Yeah, Provincetown. We call it, all the gays call it P-town.
Like for
Provincetown. Yeah.
Like for Pussytown. Is that where we're going?
Oh, yeah, that's a big gay mecca.
So hold on. In Massachusetts actually has something good about it, which is a pro lesbian place.
Our daughter lives there. It's a very beautiful city, Boston is. But P-town, Provincetown is the shit as far as, you know. Hanging out, you know, activities. They do, you know, most of the summer it's all gays.
Blitz, I think I'm going to start hanging out with lesbians.
More lesbian friends.
I don't think you can go wrong.
I've always said that.
I don't think you can go wrong with lesbians.
No, you can't.
No, because lesbians have.
Did you say I was hanging out with six lesbians?
No, yeah. but what I'm saying
Let me say it.
Lesbians always have a couple of the hot little non-lesbian friends, or they have a couple of hot lesbian friends that like, you know, dick too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like bisexuals.
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, we actually have more straight friends than we probably do gay friends.
Now, do you guys ever dabble in the D, or are you guys strictly just, you know?
Not since her and I hooked up, and I was kind of loosely seeing that guy when her and I first met. That was the last time either one of us had any D.
Any D, right.
And she was married, right?
Yeah, Big Gulp was married.
Yeah, Big Gulp was married for 5 years, which is where we got the two kids from.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her husband talking back, getting his ass whipped. I'm telling you that right now. I'm like, man.
I doubt it.
He wouldn't throw. Hey,
how bad is it, Blitz?
How bad, Blitz, would it be when you lose your girl to lesbians?
Hold on. Did you say he was a preacher's son?
Yes.
Oh, it's even worse.
Oh, he was getting the D.
Daddy, I lost my wife.
They met when she was living down in San Diego on Coronado Island, and he was in the Navy. That's how they met.
You know, those Navy boys are.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey, tell my girl Big Gulp I love her. All right.
I will. How much did you munchie on her ear at the party? By the way, because she's got a big ear fetish lately. Every time we're like, she's munchieing on my ear constantly. I'm like, stop it, Bubba. That's what I started telling her.
Yeah. I mean, if I like somebody, I go straight for your ear. Like, I don't feel comfortable yet about ear gripping Anna, but I'll ear grip the shit out of Blitz and even Dan and even Lummy. I just don't quite
some corn chips.
I don't feel like, you know, it's not even a male or female deal. I just don't quite feel that Anna's ready for ear gripping yet.
Probably not.
Hey, a quick question. If I do another Whole Foods order from Whole Foods, was that good? Or do you guys want to add anything to it?
That would have to be Blitz deal. Blitz is the Whole Foods deal. I don't know much about that. I know that your nuts that you sent were great, and I'm in the middle of eating them right now.
We love the nuts. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, but More of the cottage cheese, like what? More bananas, more oranges? What do you guys want?
I like all that stuff. Yeah, but all that stuff's ask good. Ask the boys.
Yeah, all that stuff's good. But like stuff that doesn't spoil, like stuff like nuts, usually works better.
Or some beef, maybe some beef jerky.
Yeah, Bo likes the beef jerky.
Like the now.
You like the teriyaki or just the barbecue?
Yeah, teriyaki.
Like,
yeah.
Teriyaki, okay.
Did you guys get
you know what Bubba really likes is the vegan jerky.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, he does.
Scout. Oh, he's soy in it.
Yeah, he likes tofu.
And Boca Burgers.
Fuck these two in love, stupid fucks.
Yeah.
What's the best kind of yogi?
Oh, Faye.
0%.
Faye? Yeah, 0%. Okay. Faye, Bubba loves it so much.
Give Bubba the real shit.
The real shit.
The real shit, like almond milk.
Yope light.
All that
Ew,
shit.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I know.
Hey, did you guys get your rings?
Well, we don't get home till the 18th, and I'm so looking forward to it. I know we have a couple packages. Our rings are there. My mom told me that they came in. Our sign came in. So we'll open up and send some pictures out of all the good stuff we got when we get home.
Make sure you do.
But we did hang our Bubba art the second it came because we were still home when it showed up.
Fantastic. All right, love.
Got it hung right there on the wall.
Tell my girl I said hi, all right?
Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye, Scout.
Bye, yep. Scout.
Thank you.
Hold on to this.
Thanks for the nuts.
Hello.
You're so good.
Yes, sir, Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba, well, my radar detector's going off as we speak now.
Which one you got?
This is the new unit, and I was going to tell you, this one's actually on GPS, and it'll tell me through.
Oh. Ooh.
Breaker 19 for the internet.
The new one? What's the new one?
That's the R3.
Breaker 19, Blitz, I got the R3. I know I got your Valentine, Willie, but us truckers, it's tough. It's tough life.
Hey, I got an R7. I love it.
Yeah, I started to go with the R7, but I'm glad I went with this one. I got a friend that rides along behind me a lot of times, and his don't pick up half what this one does.
Now, do you got a governor on your rig there, or you fucking hammer down there,
no,
brother?
No, sir. I can hammer down. I own this one.
I own this one. Yeah,
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you wanted to go triple digits, no big deal.
Well, it's no big deal. It's about 108. That's where this one, it's actually an automatic transmission, so this one will cut off at 108.
Listen,
it'll run out of gear.
Automatic transmission.
This one cuts off at 108. You know, you keep her down at 107. This one run all night long, but fucking 108, she don't lock it. 108.
That's right. That's where to quit pulling.
Now, how about the lot lizard situation? You got a lot lizard deals or any more lot lizards?
Well, now, I've been married almost 20 years, but I can tell you, the internet fucked up a lot, lizards, unless you know where to go.
Yeah, the internet.
I feel like you know where to go.
Yeah, I got a feeling you know where to go there.
You know where the honey holes are at.
Well, I do. I know that you can type in skip the games, and you can go to any city you want to look up whoever the lot lizards are. They just got pictures and everything. You can kind of look for
your
order.
Yeah, but you can't bring that big old rig into the city.
Oh, they'll come to you, I'm sure.
Oh, how about Cafe Risque on 75? Is it still a thing?
It's still a thing. It's not as good as it once was, but it is definitely still there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you pull one of those strippers back into the cab or no?
I'm sure enough money you can.
Right.
Good Lord.
But you ever been to Cafe Risque?
No, but I've seen the 800 signs on the highway.
They literally got fucking 800 signs. They really do.
They got a buffet in there, too.
They do. They got a buffet. They got showers. That's what truckers love the most are showers, don't they? They love the showers.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Also, non-truckers.
Once a month, whether they need it or not.
Right.
Now, are you shower? Do you shower every day, or can you go a couple days?
No, you got to shower every day.
Or your ball cheese will start getting up in your deal there.
You dang right it will. Yeah. And you can tell the ones that don't in the truck stop.
Oh, you can?
Because you can smell them.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what about the price of diesel? Is it killing a feller? Is it killing a feller like you right now?
Yeah, $1,018 this morning to fill up.
$1,018
to fill up.
$1,018, and when and what and how much does that load pay?
This one will pay about $3,600.
So you got 20, you know, 20 fucking, you got, you know, down, it's down to 24, 2500 right now after fuel.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Well, listen, great talking to you. How do you listen to us?
I listen through Facebook.
All right. Did you just get reunited with us through Facebook?
Yes, I did actually.
Didn't know about us. You heard about us back in the day, and now you know.
Yes, yeah. I used to listen to Howard all the time before he got real political, and so I mean I've known about you for years. We just wasn't able to get you.
But now through Facebook you can find us.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Keep the hammer down. I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man, you wouldn't believe. There's a lot of people that have kind of gotten reinvented or reunited, I should say, with us.
Mm-hmm.
Getting thrown off Twitch wasn't really necessarily a bad thing. By the way, we had a record-breaking day today on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Did we?
Man, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, 150,000.
Seriously, record-breaking day?
A lot of people were resubbing.
Homeless Drew Garabo was big. Yeah. Lummy's Chip
was
big.
The two hype trains.
Two hype trains. Lummy, who are your big slinging D's there?
Hierarchy 65, Homeless Drew Garabo.
Was it Solo?
RC Helleman, Dang 202, Nikki Peeled, Solo 4, 2018, and Lummy's Chip.
I know David Tiz, Fierrego. Did 1,000 stars. I know that Mike Russo, Russoini, whatever the fuck, some of your names.
That's their real names.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Makers, David Tiz.
Right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I started the process of designing the new ring.
Oh, nice.
Friday. Ooh. I actually also put an order in for the rings that we forgot or were shorted.
Yep.
She said 6 to 8 weeks, so that's kind of cool.
Yep. Yeah. So I walked by Amelie Arena the other day. They have their rings that they give away, like giant versions of them sitting out front.
Two of them?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think the ones on our interview.
You mean like the rings that the players get?
Yeah, but they're like giant. You know, they're like
three or four foot tall,
and they're
photo op rings.
Yeah, but you can really see like what's on the side of them. It's pretty cool. Oh, Lummy's got them.
By the way, Don H. Lummy, how did you miss a Don H. 4000?
I was showing you the rings. I just grabbed my thing to get the picture.
Damn you!
Sorry.
No, don't miss a jujitsu Muay Thai kicker with my girl Don H. with a 4G Willie.
Sorry.
Now, what did we talk about putting on the side of the ring? Blitz, remember, I have an idea what we want to do. And, of course, we're going to have the name and the microphone on one side.
Okay.
That's standard.
Mm-hmm.
Your name and then royalty is always on the other side. And then there's that one blank spot. And we've put a gorilla in there. We've put a goat in there. We've put a marijuana leaf in there.
What about a pill?
We had a Ned head in there. And Lummy, I actually texted you because I was on an email with Orit, our ring girl.
Yeah.
Because I really want to be way ahead of this year. Like, I'd like to have all the names. Like, I'm almost making people qualify by September 1 or September 15th at the latest. Mm. Because I want to have the design ready to go. So the rings are here for the party. Because the rings not being here for the party is a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it sucks.
It literally costs, like, I think it's like $700 or $800 to get them all out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and you're relying on.
The point of the party is to get the rings.
Right. And it's not anybody's fault. Everybody qualified in time. It's just they, with the COVID and the China
chip shortage
and the chips and all the, and the boats and all that kind of bullshit. Just think about it. Do you think those rings floated over on a container or do you think they were flown over?
Those are probably flown.
Flown?
Yeah.
Right. So, Lummy, what did you tell me we were thinking about putting on the side? What had we talked about putting on that side?
Well, we were going, you went to chat because you said they always come up with good ideas.
Chat does.
Yeah, and then you kind of started reading some stuff and got squirreled off of it. Because they weren't coming up with anything. It was Tyler's race car.
No race car.
Set of Diacos.
A set of Diacos, like the animated boobs.
Yeah. A moped. A grader.
What about
and
something
then a bunch
like
of
this?
Other stupid shit that
maybe you think it's dumb, but
what are you going to put up the screen? I'll see it in 4 minutes. Oh, okay.
Because after you text me too, and I text you that, I went back and re-listened just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
What's that, Anna?
Radio wave tower?
No. No, we're not just radio anymore.
I know. I was thinking maybe some sort of like radio wave.
Sorry. Maybe a moped?
Yeah, the moped.
We need to go to chat, Lummy, because they come up with the best ideas. They also piss me off a lot, too. Can you believe that chat had the audacity today to say that they didn't? They actually started clonking.
Ed Kelly, 5,000 subs. We found the show via Facebook and YouTube.
15 or 20 people got banned.
Good.
What about a checkered flag?
as they should. As they should. If you're not going to want to be absolutely fucking riveted, it was 15 or 20 of your fucking accounts probably, Blitz's throwdown accounts. If 15 or 20 people don't want to hear about this one thing that's taken nearly a year and a half to cultivate, we have nurtured Blummel.
Mm-hmm.
Blummel has been this little seed that's just germinated into, well, fuck it.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you not
spread my seed?
How do you not? If you're not, I'm glad we blocked 15 or 20 Blitz because guess what? They're not true Bubba Army.
Right.
If you don't want to know about Blummel, then you can fuck off.
Yeah, eat some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Eat shit.
You mean like if, you know, Tyler won a real big, you know, let's say Tyler went and
Clonk.
Won a real big race.
He won the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, let's say Tyler went out and won the Chili Bowl. Well, motherfucker, I am going to talk about it.
I'm clonking. The Chili Bowl went in.
And a guy would be like, man, guess what, lovey? Tyler fucking won the Chili Bowl.
He's a golden driller.
Motherfucker, yeah. I mean, it's one of the biggest. I mean, that's I love that
huge.
Little shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's like,
fucker,
you know, guys
clonk,
like, clonk, clonk, clonk. Fuck you. It's my show. If I was talking about, like, you know what? Today's Janie Cakes' birthday. Let me put my mom on the air. Hi, Fweight.
Oh,
hi,
we should, can
Fweight.
We call her?
Hi, Fweight. Hi, Fweight.
Clonk,
I love you, my
clonk,
mom. Mama,
clonk,
I love you.
Clonk.
Clonk. Fuck you. Iggy and who? Everybody else.
I think he was
that guy.
Yeah, Iggy's one of the ones that was clonking.
Yeah, Iggy, what's up with that?
Iggy.
Oh, no, sorry. It was Caribou Lou.
Yeah, it wasn't Iggy. It was Caribou Lou.
Hey, Iggy, you're kind of getting on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of mad at you a little
bit. What the
bit.
Hell?
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about Blummel. Full-blown, it's been a full-blown nurturing
at best.
Yeah,
we're full-blown fuck caper. And you shit all over it.
I got a full-blown.
Yeah, you shit all over our fucking...
I got a full-blown fuck caper here.
And Caribou Lou can shit
have,
on
and
it.
And let's just be honest with you. Blitz, you can be a dick all you want and act like you're all that in a bag of chips, but I'm the motherfucker who put this together.
Yeah. I know
you are.
For real.
I know.
No, for real.
You're a matchmaker.
Like, mm-hmm. For real. Unless you guys got
you
me
should wear
believing
a little babushka.
That. Unless you got me believing that and really it was going to happen or it was already happening. I mean, I just
you
wish
put it together.
Bubba, it is because of you that we're together.
I will tell you this. He will squirrel me and he will lie to me, but you won't.
No, I won't. I don't have the ability.
I won't lie to you.
Nah.
That's a lie.
Thank you, Anna.
Shut up, bitch.
Anna, I almost had. I'm going to be.
That's
honest.
Also me.
Anna, can I tell you something?
What?
But it would have been inappropriate.
Of course. But go ahead.
No, hold on. Blitz, I want you to know that this is breaking guy code. And it's inappropriate.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But I almost did it. You and I know that I was upset with you.
Okay.
Listen, we don't got to sit here and lie.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay, I was upset with you.
You were?
And hold on, you didn't know?
I mean, I had an idea that, you know, I mean, it was kind of odd because Blitz was on camera.
I thought you
lied
to Bubba, Anna.
But his camera wasn't on.
Jesus.
I mean, his mic was on.
Anna, you're going to try to tell me that over this entire... From the time that I left on Thursday.
Let me just slap his face.
I mean, why would you slap your face? You were
no, he put his head in.
Oh,
like she's really gonna say that.
Right. Hold on, Lummy. I need you to help me call out a bullshitter.
Yes,
here, okay?
That's a bullshitter right
well,
here.
You don't know yet, Lummy.
Oh, sorry.
You're just
I'm getting easy. Too excited.
I know.
Back
so
down.
Anna, yeah. You're gonna try to tell me that you didn't know there was heat between him and I.
No, I knew that there was something. I wasn't quite sure it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
But I put two and two together in my little peanut head.
Right. And so I was so mad at him.
Like how mad? On a scale of like 1 to 10.
11.
Where 10 was where he got fired or he left or whatever.
9.5.
Oh, shit.
I was fucking mad at him.
Okay.
Now, we worked through it today like we always do.
Of course.
Did you guys hug it out afterwards?
No, not yet. No, we're not going to do that. I'll grab your balls.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now he's really going to hug me. Yeah. I'm going to get a hug.
I'm in there right now.
Well, the more
right
you do, the less
show.
I have to do.
Fuck
this,
this show. Here I come.
Hold on. Thanks. So, Anna, but I almost fucking texted you and said, hey, you might want to fucking snap him into shape because he's pissing me the fuck off.
What would you want me to do?
Well, that's
to have the sex?
That's why I didn't get involved, because that's breaking man code to get a bitch involved on our business.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
So,
like, I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Let me text her and tell her to fucking just tell him to snap his shit together because I'm pissed off. But then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. This is between him and I.
Yeah.
And we'll handle it.
Interesting.
I'm not getting.
So I'm like one of those bitches that you, not bitches, but you know, like Krista or like Regina, where you're like, hey,
oh, yeah.
I really need you to help me out with your dude.
No.
I need you to make some moves for me.
I would never, ever get a hold of Krista or anybody to, if I had problems with Steve. Like, I couldn't get a hold of
Yeah, you'd go to Jay.
But I was, yeah, I go to Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't going to anybody but Jay.
Yeah.
But I was really mad at him, and I thought that maybe you could help me.
Right.
But then that would have gotten too confusing, because I don't quite know that you understand.
And we just started dating, and just started fucking.
Well, I was thinking that maybe you would turn to him and say, what the fuck are you trying to get
me? We hadn't even fucked at that point.
Yeah, we hadn't even fucked. It's pre-fucked.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, I thought maybe you could turn in your little squirrel type way and be like, why are you fucking with him? Why are you trying to fuck with him?
Why are you messing with Pepe?
You don't think she said that anyways?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, I didn't. Because I was just like, I'll handle with him. I send him an email. He knows how I fucking feel.
Okay.
And
an email is always serious.
Oh, I was on the email.
When you go from texting to email.
I knew you weren't driving.
Yeah. And he got an email. So here's even worse. I mean, I might as well just go ahead.
Bubba, can I ask what the title of the email was?
Fuck off. No, I really think it was like you're pissing.
It was something like that.
It was on.
That was the headline of the title.
Hold on.
Fuck you.
It was very much.
It said, hold on. I'll load it up. It said, enough.
Yeah, enough.
Oh, one word.
Yeah, but here's the worst. So here's the worst. The worst thing you can do to me is ignore me.
That's the fucking absolute.
I want to engage now. I want to get a handle.
But you have to understand that when you write something like that, we have to be very careful about what you write. Because sometimes you don't want to lash out in anger.
Listen to me.
You don't want to lash out in anger.
He knows how.
You don't want to babyface too much.
Hold on. He knows exactly. If there's one person that knows how to handle me, it's him.
Okay.
Most of the time.
And he should have known that he needed to get back. He needed to get back to me pretty quickly.
But we did have like an after show and stuff.
Yeah, we were live.
I understand.
Okay.
I didn't expect a response.
Immediate
back
response.
Until maybe like 1:30.
Oh, okay.
And I'd replied before I left. I replied to you and then don't say who, but another person.
But I didn't get it.
No, I know it didn't
How
send.
How did you not get it?
Because it didn't send.
Because so you're in Blitz the fucking you, woods?
Hold on. No. So Blitz will tell you that he actually, on his end, sent two emails that both didn't go out, one to me and one to our clients.
Right.
So I then, Anna, at like fucking 5:30 or 6, went, hey, fucking asshole.
Oh. Was this a text or another email?
I don't text him. By the way, I don't email on my phone. My emails don't go to my phone. I don't check it. I use my computer. So I had to oh, shit, let me look. So I had to load my fucking laptop up, and both emails didn't send.
So at 5:39, Anna.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm fucking refreshing my email. Hold on. I sent the email at. Hold on. I'll tell you exactly.
You were like in the middle of fucking Atlanta traffic, all pissed off.
10:55. Okay.
10:55.
Oh, the email. Yeah.
I sent the email at 10:55. It says enough. All right. So I'm thinking. Okay, he's doing a show. He's got
I'll
some
hear
shit to do.
By him, maybe 12:30.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking.
Maybe even one.
1:30, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's going to get his chance to get home. He's going to read it. He's going to think about it. He's going to write something back to me. So I'm refreshing. Nothing. So at 5:39, I go, appreciate getting right back to me from my email 7 hours ago. I wouldn't expect anything less.
That's a text.
Yeah.
And then Blitz writes.
He's like, I replied. No, you didn't. He's like, I replied. I'm like, no, I didn't. Then he checked his shit and realized that it didn't go through.
Right. And actually, before you leave today, don't say who, but I have an update to the other email that didn't send out. I talked to that person for a long time that night.
Is it bad or good?
No, it's good. Just stuff you need to know, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't sound so good.
It's no, it's good.
But, right.
No, it's good. Like, it's nothing bad about you.
By the
just
way,
stuff
we
got to
get our podcasting numbers up on it. What the fuck? I need some flapping gaps, you fucking lazy bitch. Yeah.
Well, Tara's been out of town, but we're getting back on it.
Why is she always at, like, what the hell? She can't
just
go.
She has money and she wants to live her fucking life.
No, she can't. She has to do flapping gaps. I don't care if she's got to go to California for 2 months.
I need Anna. That's one thing I need from you. I told you I need.
I know. And I can
even if you do flapping gaps with just you and some other bitch.
You
and Reagan.
You need to go to the airport with a fucking microphone and record it.
Anna, what about you and Reagan? You and Reagan.
Me and Reagan do flapping gaps?
Why not? You bitch, I just need you being Anna talking about to another couple girls.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hello.
Good morning.
I need people to go to our podcast, download that. Our numbers are down.
Okay. Greg, do you download our podcast?
Greg, are you a daily downloader?
I am, actually. I do actually have it on. End up getting it through the tune-in. I download.
Hold on, Greg. Everybody, everybody hold the fucking phone. Greg sounds like he's in a good mood today.
Yeah.
Greg is in a very good mood. Greg actually has been laughing hysterically at you. You guys are, like, flying off the handle. And you guys are just so on.
See, this is the
fire.
Greg. This is the Greg that I fucking love right here. This is the glory old Greg that we all love. Why can't we have every day
100%,
this way?
I'm still working at one little bit at a time.
Motherfucker, no one's at 100%.
Yeah, but I tell you, man, this is you're on the right track, motherfucker.
Honestly,
this is where you got to stay, right here, buddy.
Right. Honestly, thank you for reaching out to Larry. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And again, you guys, thanks for the referral out to Larry. Larry is, I can't even highly speak enough about him.
Larry Bueller is just,
yeah,
that
motherfucker is the sub king.
He is a sub king. And he's
he's a fucking man.
Larry Bueller is good peeps, man. He really is. And he likes racing, too.
Yeah, well. Blitz,
I'm supposed to take a hi from John from Location Imaging. He sent some fucking great shots to me.
Oh, awesome.
What a good guy, him as well.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Glory Hole Greg, I'm just so happy. It just puts me kind of in a good mood when I pick up the phone and I got this Glory Hole Greg and not the other one.
Not
Florida, the real Florida State, $300 cash.
Oh, shit.
Hang up on Greg.
Hey,
gotta go.
I gotta go, buddy.
See
bye, Greg.
Take care. Have a great one.
But
oh, he sounds great.
You gotta hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, he sounds so great.
TSG. I didn't want to snipe him. I felt bad.
I know. I felt bad, too.
It's like taking the dog out.
I think it'd be good time for us to say goodbye.
I think that's Brandon.
Brandon, let me just, but I gotta make.
You gotta say hi. Hi, Brandon.
Brandon, we gotta make it super quick. You're very long-winded, my friend, because I'm getting ready to get out of here, lover.
Well, I just wanted to say that I download the podcast every day.
I hope you do, my friend, and hope Boston, your good for nothing brother, who should be getting all the pussy in the world, who gets none. I'll tell you, your brother is the best looking guy who gets zero pussy.
Trust me, I tell him that all the time.
Anna, did you not see his brother? He's a good looking guy.
Boston, yes, very good looking man.
He should be slaying it.
He should be getting all the pussy. He deserves it.
All right, we love you.
All
right,
buddy. Love you too. Bye.
See you, Brandon.
Bye, Brandon.
Let's wrap this up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Love you all. See you later. See you tomorrow.